Hi there. Today we're going to be talking about Apple's Control Center and why it is dangerous. My name is Steve. This is QA Weekly. And while we are going to be focusing on iOS and the Control Center, the same does apply to Android devices that do have similar features available on our phones. So if you have an Android, you can still listen and you can still use many of the same pieces of advice to protect your phone. Let's start off with something. Every mobile device does in fact have a whole list of vulnerabilities that can be exploited by someone who gains physical access to your phone. The majority of bug fixes are for remote vulnerabilities. And while they do actually push out bug fixes for physical, local vulnerabilities, that's not normally as much. So there are a bunch of things that you're gonna have to learn to mitigate yourself. We're gonna start off with the Control Center and whatever it is in Android. The Control Center has a few features that are problematic, starting off with the ability to put the phone into airplane mode. Remember, you have Find My iPhone, iPad, iMac, whatever you wanna call it, it's Find My. For Apple, you have the same kind of thing for your Android devices, and it relies on the phone being traceable. If the phone is put into airplane mode, it's no longer traceable at this point, and therefore they're able to bring the phone wherever they need to bring it. So you're definitely gonna have a problem if they can put your phone into airplane mode. The second issue is that various features like the camera calculator, for some reason, have allowed people to gain access to phones without the password or the PIN or Face ID. Specifically partners with ill intent, but this can also be people who are thieves and other family members that wish to do something else to the phone or to the account to do other things. So the only way that you can actually prevent many of those vulnerabilities from being an issue is by making sure that your control center is not accessible when the phone is locked. The next thing is widgets. Now, widgets have tons of uses, but they are privacy invasive for the majority. I mean, it's one thing to have the weather, it's another thing to have the totals of your bank account. So you definitely want your widgets to respect your privacy and to set them as such so that they have no information whatsoever available unless the phone is unlocked. And while the weather is not terribly privacy invasive, it's also a good idea to have that also locked up as much as possible. Other things such as your calendar and other details like that are also problematic. If anybody who was a stalker were to gain even temporary access to your phone, they would know where you were. But if they can't see even those details, they won't be able to do very much. The next thing is notifications. Anything like text messages and messengers. You definitely need to make sure that none of those messages appear on the lock screen whenever it is locked. So, like the widgets, you have to make sure that you enforce privacy on top of everything else to make sure that nobody is capable of seeing any of the information. Remember, if they know what your bank balance is and they can actually get two-factor authentication to unlock your account and see the text message, you can have your account breached with your stolen phone. So lock that down. What else can be further done to protect your phone? So you actually have to make sure that Find My Device is enabled, or whatever they call it for Android. Doing so makes it impossible for somebody to steal your phone and sell it to somebody else, as they won't be able to actually remove your account from the phone. Doing so means that you're locking down your phone completely. In short, if you do not allow any of your private information to exist on your lock screen without first unlocking it, you do not allow for the control center to function without it being unlocked, have none of the notifications show any previews unless the phone is unlocked first, you should actually mitigate just about every single risk that does appear to be a problem on your iPhone and iPad to this day. So what you should do right now is disable the control center from appearing on the lock screen. And you can just type in settings, control center for that. For all other notifications, you can head up to privacy and notifications. Again, you can just use the search term. But just remember, the things you need to lock down are notifications, control center, as well as widgets. And I hope this keeps you safe. So like this episode if you like it, dislike it if you didn't, share with those you think can benefit from this, and don't forget to subscribe. And if you have any questions, comments, suggestions for topics, email me at ask@tqaweekly.com or go to my website, tqaweekly.com, where you can see the show notes on this episode, past others, find other ways of subscribing, and of course, use the contact form and email me directly. If you want to see me play video games, I stream every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern, and I am currently playing Assassin's Creed Valhalla. Like to see you there. Thank you for watching, and goodbye.